Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the InfoWars Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm standing in for Alex Jones. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We've got a lot of breaking news. I'm sure you're hearing it. Even the mainstream media is covering the fact that the government is spying on everyone, looking at all of our phone records. You know, there's an old ad from one of the phone companies said, "Can you hear me now?" Well, I guess the question is, can you hear the tyranny now? We've been talking about this for a long time, and I can hear it in the background, can't you? It's getting louder and louder, and for those of us who've been watching this for very long, it is getting deafening, and we're getting sick of this. This is something that isn't new. This is something that is newly getting the attention of the mainstream media. They haven't been paying attention, and most of the public hasn't been paying attention. You know, this breaking story from The Guardian. And here's some of the headlines. Let me just read you. This is The Guardian says, NSA is collecting phone records of millions of Verizon customers daily. Now, this is a classified document that Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian leaked out. And kudos to him and kudos to the whistleblower who put this out. People need to see this stuff. Here's some more. Even the New York Times is covering this. How about that? U.S. is secretly collecting records of Verizon calls. Who would imagine that? The New York Times would tell us that. We've also got AP saying government's scooping up Verizon phone records. Obama administration defends phone record collection. This is coming from the Business and Financial News. We've got Forbes. NSA Verizon spying order specifically targeted Americans and not foreigners. Now, see, that's the point here. Ron Paul pointed this out, and we've pointed this out. The FISA Act is a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Now, if you allow your government to act like criminals abroad, they're going to act like criminals domestically. They're going to be even more likely to act like criminals domestically because this is their turf. You know, they're basically a large gang, and when you allow them to kill people like this drone list kill, they're going to kill people in the U.S. in the same way. It's just a matter of time. And we've already got the FBI picking up witnesses to the or people who are just connected to the patsies that they're using for this bombing and killing them, shooting them six times, plus one in the back of the head for good measure. We've got the CBS talking about the Department of Homeland Security now says laptops and phones can be searched based on hunches. Oh, I've got a hunch. I don't have reasonable cause. I don't have a search warrant. I don't have constitutional authority. I've got a hunch. Let me have access to all your private papers, your personal effects. We've got WorldNet Daily, WND. Says now the FBI wants a backdoor to all software. Certainly we can trust those guys, right? They're trustworthy. We can give them access to everybody's information. From Business Insider, the same federal judge who struck down Obamacare approved the government's sweeping collection of phone records. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Of course, Ron Paul warned us about this back in September. This is what he said, September the 12th, 2012. This is before Ron Paul retired. This is at the very end of his congressional career. He said, "Mr. Speaker, I rise in strong opposition to reauthorization of the 2008 FISA Amendments Act as it violates the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution. Supporters of this reauthorization claim the U.S. will be more vulnerable if the government is not allowed to monitor citizens without a warrant. I would argue," this is Ron Paul saying this, "that we are more vulnerable if we do allow the government to monitor Americans without a warrant. Nothing makes us more vulnerable than allowing the Constitution to be violated." That's right, because then what we do is we turn the government into criminals. We turn the government into terrorists. You are eight times more likely to be shot by a police officer than to be killed by a terrorist. That's the government's own figures. So we're going to be looking at that, and we've got a lot of information about Bilderberg, and Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Al. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
God bless you, please. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
From 2013 Bilderberg in London. Here is Alex Jones.
Look around you. All you see are sympathetic eyes. When I look around me, all I see are government surveillance cameras. And I know that they're just trying to help me help myself, right? They're just to provide security for you. They want to make you safe. Well, who protects us from our protectors? Who watches the watchers? And they're totally out of control. As we've been talking about the release of the court order, that it was a classified document, and it is leaked out now through The Guardian that all of Verizon customers are being turned over to the FBI and to the NSA to basically look at who you're calling, when you called, that sort of thing. And it is specifically targeted at Americans, not foreigners, as if that really made a difference. They've used this before to say that, well, if an American is calling abroad, we're now going to listen to that American's call as well. And if you look at the information of what they're doing here, this is exactly the same information that they collected on the AP. And we said at the time that this was when they came out and told the AP that they were looking at who they were calling and the time of date and that sort of thing. We said at the time They're doing that all the time. They're not just doing that. They're also recording their messages, their entire messages. That's the whole point of the Utah Data Center. That's something that's coming online later this year. And this is something that we really need to think about. Just to put this in perspective, they're going to have yottabytes worth of data at the Utah Data Center. Now, what is a yottabyte? It's a trillion terabytes. So it's a trillion trillion. It's astronomical. Think about this, just to put this in perspective. You've got a $80 2-terabyte drive that you can get right now called a MyBook. It's about 2 inches wide. Okay, I've worked out these figures here. Now, how many of these things would you have? They have multiple yottabytes. We don't know how many yottabytes. So let's just say 2 yottabytes. They're only going to have 2 yottabytes at the Utah Data Center. So how many of these 2-terabyte drives that you can get now called MyBook, how many of those would you have to stack side by side to have 2 terabytes? Put this in perspective. Well, this MyBook is pretty small. It's only about 2 inches wide. If you were to stack these things to have a trillion of them, you would have 167 billion feet or 31.5 million miles of these drives stacked. That's 2 yottabytes. That's only 2 of the many yottabytes that they're going to have at the Utah Data Center. So you'd have 31.5 miles of these MyBook drives stacked. How far is that? Well, the distance to the moon is only 238,000 miles. This is 31.5 million miles. You want to go to Mars, that's 48 million miles. So it's kind of like that. To give you an idea of how long it would take to travel to Mars, okay, if you're traveling by car, it's 70 miles an hour to Mars, assuming you could, 228 years. Or if you're traveling by jet, 747 speed, it'd be 32 years. Or if you're going by a spaceship at 25,000 miles per hour, it would still take you 8.5 months to get to Mars. That's the distance that you would be stacking these MyBook drives if you had just the minimum amount of data that they're going to have at the Utah Data Center. Now, of course, they've got some technology that we don't have that's going to have that data at a much denser storage area. But the point is, this is an astronomical, truly astronomical amount of data that's being stored at the Utah Data Center. Why do they need that kind of data storage? Because they are collecting every bit of electronic communication from every person on Earth for future data mining. Now, they don't have the capability to do all the data mining that they want now, but believe me, they will. What you're looking at is something kind of like the Terminator, where they're going to, sometime in the future, they're going to go into your past and they're going to find information about you to incriminate you. You know, you don't have anything to worry about, do you? Well, what if you don't agree with the government's political views? What if your religion becomes outlawed? What if they want to blackmail you into doing something? Well, they are going to have the data. They're going to have your entire past set up at the Utah Data Center. And the question is, now that we know about this, we don't just need another church committee hearing. If you remember back in the 70s, Frank Church had a oversight committee that exposed a lot of the criminal actions of the CIA and a few other actions of people that had come to this country under Operation Paperclip and were involved in some really shady biological, chemical, drug types of things for the CIA and for the government. That's where you had the CIA director Colby hold up his heart attack gun, talking about assassinations, that sort of thing. There were some little bit of reforms that came out of that, but not much, not much. And once George Bush got back into place in the CIA, it was business as usual. We need to see some real reforms. We need to see some politicians step up, like maybe Rand Paul or Ted Cruz. We need to see the Utah Data Center be shut down. We need to see some civil liberties put back in. We need to see the Patriot Act revoked. And we need to see some of these people go to jail because their laws are unlawful. Their actions are unlawful. And even when they've got a law like FISA that asserts that they have the right to listen to people's phone calls abroad and Americans if they're calling abroad, even when they make that bold, unconstitutional assertion, they don't even stick to the limits and the parameters of these unconstitutional laws. They go far beyond that. Well, today is the beginning of Bilderberg. And before we get into that, I wanted to play one other thing. I almost forgot. We've got, we don't want to forget that this information that hopefully is going to wake people up. Again, it's nothing new, but we appreciate the fact that this has been made public. This document has been leaked. This secret court finding has been leaked. And that was done by a whistleblower. And I want you to think about that, because right now, it's not only today, as the Chris Jordan just told me, this is the 64th anniversary of 1984. And I think we can all hear the clocks striking 13. Something is very definitely wrong in America. And fortunately, we had a whistleblower release this information to the reporter at The Guardian. And we should think about Bradley Manning. Think about what he did. Think about the ordeal that he's gone through. Think about how he's been punished. And we've got a video here that we're going to cut into called I Am Bradley Manning. Guys,
when you join the military, are you asked to keep any war crimes you might see secret?
You see something that's so wrong.
I am all up.
Two traffic, two safety.
It's very hard for a lower-level soldier to turn on his officer and say there was a war crime here.
Concept of whistleblower laws are you cannot get into trouble for reporting about illegal or improper activity.
I think we have to be clear that the cables were not top secret documents.
It's an absurd charge, giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
If you saw incredible things, awful things, things that belonged in the public domain,
and not on some servers
stored in a dark room in Washington, D.C.,
what would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
I was Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
I hope that we are all
Bradley Manning.
And now what do we do about this?
If you know nothing about Bradley Manning, you should find out, and then you should help me bust him out of jail.
That's right. If you see something that's wrong and you're a government employee, you have an obligation to tell people about that. And fortunately, somebody did just that with this leak of this secretive court order. Now, of course, the Obama administration replies that a senior administration official did not specifically confirm the report, but noted that the published court order pertains only to data such as the telephone number or the length of the call, and not the subscriber's identities or the content of the telephone calls. Yeah, that's under a different secret order. We know that's what they're going to be doing at the Utah Data Center. But the interesting thing is that this article then from Reuters goes in and tries to put a spin on it. And they say, well, this was issued 1 week after U.S. law enforcement officials tracked down two brothers suspected of carrying out the deadly Boston Marathon bombing. Come on. They don't have to get the phone records of every subscriber, millions of subscribers across the United States from Verizon, just because of the Boston bombing. Is that going to become the excuse for everything? Martial law across the country, spying on people like the East German Stasi state on steroids? We've got a Forbes article here that says NSA's Verizon spying order was specifically targeted Americans and not foreigners. This is what they say. The latest revelation of the extent of NSA's surveillance shows that it is focused specifically on Americans to the degree that its data collection has, in at least one major spying incident, explicitly excluded those outside of the United States. They pass a law that says that they can listen without warrants to people. And understand, too, that the Constitution says persons. It doesn't say citizens. We want to try to think that the government can act like criminals and mafia people to foreigners and in other countries, and it doesn't affect us. That simply isn't true. When you allow them to do that to anyone, you're setting up a precedent. And so now we have this FISA Act that was put in that, in my opinion, violates the letter and the spirit of the law, saying that government doesn't spy on persons. And now they're explicitly doing it to those in the United States and excluding foreigners in this particular case. CBS says, since his election, President Obama has taken an expansive view of legal authorities in the name of national security. Do you think? That's an understatement. But they do go on to say he's asserted that he can order the deaths of U.S. citizens abroad who are suspected of terrorism without involvement by courts, investigate reporters as criminals, and in this case, read and copy the contents of computers carried by U.S. travelers without a good reason to suspect wrongdoing. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk in the next segment about Bilderberg, because today it is starting in earnest. It's just been a prelude up to this point. We'll be right back.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is going to be joining us in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. He is in London, just north of London at Watford, UK, covering Bilderberg. And today it starts in earnest. He's been there for a couple of days, and it's been a prelude to things getting set up. There's a lot of preparations to be made, even though they've had Operation Discuss, as they call it, going on for 18 months. There were giant fences that had to be put around this massive compound, this luxury hotel. They've got turned it into a concentration camp with all the guards and everything. So they've been busy doing last-minute preparations like that, kicking journalists out of restaurants, canceling reservations, that sort of thing. Today, they're starting to arrive. And today we've got, there you go, if you're watching that, you see some of the preparations. Alex was there when they were putting these massive concrete blocks out, and now they've turned, if you've got a shot, I don't know if we've got a shot of that somewhere, they've essentially turned the place into a concentration camp, it looks like. This beautiful luxury hotel out in the middle of England. And, of course, they're enacting police state tactics against people who are just trying to go out and walk their dog. If you go to our Ustream live feed, and you can find everything at Infowars.com/B, as in Bilderberg. You'll see our reports, our live reports that they're putting up there from Bilderberg on Ustream. And yesterday, Leanne got some video of a guy who was walking his dogs, or at least trying to walk his dogs, and he said, "You mean I can't walk my dogs because they're having this meeting?" Yeah, but it's nothing really to worry about. There's also another video that you must see, where the BBC came out and said they wanted to interview Alex, and she did everything she could to try to provoke him to a rant. And Alex does a great job of talking about, it's amazing, he's talking about how the media has for years, for decades, ignored this, downplayed this. Even when he had footage of it, they said it didn't exist. And then the lady is saying, "Oh, but it's just a conspiracy theory, isn't it?" It's amazing footage to see. Unfortunately, we can't hear her as well as we would like to, because Leanne was taking pictures of her, and she would not say anything. And she broke off Alex before the interview, looks directly at Leanne and says, "Who are you?" And said, "I'm not going to talk as long as you're recording." So she had to go away. But somebody got a recording of at least what Alex was saying and his reactions to what she was saying, so you can tell about that. Now, today they're showing up at Bilderberg, and here's a headline from The Guardian. Bilderberg 2013 delegates arrive in blacked-out cars for their secretive summit. Isn't it interesting that we've talked for most of this show about how our government is looking at everybody's phone conversations, everybody's records. They're micromanaging every bit of information about us, saving it to data mine, and yet we can't even look at our royalty who is attending Bilderberg. Just amazing, the double standard. Here's some of the headlines at InfoWars. Bilderberg member is set to speak on the record. Participant of the secret confab is set to talk with the BBC. Well, I'm sure that's going to be a great stand-up article. It's probably going to be a move along. There's nothing to see here. We're just trying to keep the world spinning. And, of course, that has to be done by corporations meeting in secret with politicians. At the very same time that in the UK they've got a massive lobbying scandal. And it hasn't been that long since we've had lobbying scandals. Remember Jack Abramoff? Of course, there was nothing to see there. We just move along. I'm sure he was just playing golf with people. Also, massive police operation effect as the Bilderberg confab convenes. What we talked about earlier, residents experiencing a virtual police state. And listen to this. The would-be world's biggest oil merger is agreed at Bilderberg. From Steve Watson, Shell and BP deal would be the biggest corporate deal ever. That's the kind of stuff. Of course, we can't know what's going on there. And it's not just deals that are going on between private companies. The same kind of deals are going on between the corporations who control these politicians and the politicians who are going to implement their plans for world governments. They're breaking everything down into, right now, into trade zones. Europe is one of the key ones. The Euro and the European Union is one of the key trade zones. NAFTA is the other one. Once they can get those two in place, it's going to be very easy to break the entire world into 10 trade zones. Africa will be another one, so forth. Then just consolidate everything into one world government. And so what we have here at Bilderberg is world governance by a global elite who are agreeing to this agenda. We've seen leaked memos, and the BBC knows that these memos are out there. They've actually reported on them in the past. They reported on the WikiLeaks documents exposing the Bilderberg memos. Also, the media is complicit in the Bilderberg cover-up. Yeah, you think? We're going to be talking about that right after the break, and Alex is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. He's there with Leanne McAdoo and Paul and Steve Watson. And also, Richard Reeves is doing some camera work and staff stuff. So we're going to talk to all of them in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, standing in for Alex. He'll be joining us in a few minutes, live from London, where he's covering the Bilderberg Conference. Yes, we're going where the mainstream media is afraid to go, at least the mainstream media in the U.S. And we were talking earlier about this leak of court order from the secret court order that was kept under lock and key, classified, giving authorization to seize phone records of all of Verizon's customers. And Breitbart has an interesting take on this. He says the mainstream media has failed to break even one of the four Obama scandals. He says, well, if it's Thursday, there's got to be a new Obama scandal. But he says, okay, look at over the past 4 weeks, four major scandals have broken over the Obama administration. And it's a very sad and frightening truth that our pathetic American lapdog mainstream media is not responsible for breaking even a single one. That's Breitbart writing this. Verizon? Nope. That wasn't our guys. That was the Brits at The Guardian. The IRS? No, that wasn't our guys. The IRS broke their own scandal with a planted question. The Justice Department's seizure of AP phone records? No, that wasn't us. Believe it or not, the Associated Press didn't even break the story about the Associated Press being spied on by the U.S. government. Like the IRS, we only found out about it because the Justice Department outed itself. And he says, Benghazi, are you kidding? With a couple of rare exceptions, Jake Tapper, Cheryl Atkinson, the media has spent the last 8 months attacking those who reported it, Congress and Fox News, instead of seeking the truth. And that's welcome to the club. I mean, that's what's been happening at InfoWars for years. Alex has been attacked by the very media that ignores the breaking stories. And you'll see that at Bilderberg, there are the owners of the mainstream media. The Washington Post is there, the owner. But you're not going to see Washington Post coverage of Bilderberg. You do see it, however, breaking in London and the British newspapers. We've got a headline here from the London Evening Standard. It says, no minutes, no press conferences, just the world's power brokers chewing the fat on the issues of the day. It's a Bilderberg conference, and it's coming to a suburb near you. That's right. If you live in London, it's coming to your suburb, and it's going to be something that's going to be pretty awful. We've also got a headline here from Telegraph, another British paper, says Bilderberg Group, no conspiracy, just the most influential group in the world. Conspiracy theorists, it's not a theory. They're there. We're taking pictures of them. They're shutting down an entire section of London here, and it's not a theory. Claim that it is a shadow world government. Former leading members tell the Telegraph it was the most useful meeting they ever went to, and it was crucial in forming the European Union. Oh, okay. So if it's crucial in forming the European Union, then is it a conspiracy theory that it's a shadow government? No. But today the Bilderberg Group is meeting in Britain, is what that's the headlines from the Telegraph. Now, I've got a special report here from John Baum, but before we go to it, I want to talk about a couple of things that will help you and will help us to pay the bills for when we do things like cover Bilderberg in London with staff there. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see there the Survival Seed Vault. Now, one of the things that's really key about this is the fact that these are heirloom seeds. Now, there's a big difference between selective breeding of seeds and GMO. And if you've been following the news from us and maybe even some other alternative outlets, you're going to hear about the Monsanto court cases. You're going to see that there's been foreign countries have been turning back our wheat supply. They're concerned about contamination of the food supply. Why? Because of GMO. GMO is very, very different from selective breeding. With GMO, they can mix in pesticide into the genetic makeup of this food. They can mix in animal parts into this food. They can do stuff trans-species. So it isn't just that they're refining it through selective breeding. That's what farmers have done for generations. And that's what you're getting with an heirloom seed. You're getting something that people have bred for taste, for health. Sometimes the grocery stores have bred their food for appearance. I remember going to Orlando and eating at a restaurant, and they brought out a salad that had heirloom tomatoes, and it's the first time I had experience with that. They looked absolutely horrible. Some of the ugliest looking tomatoes I've ever seen, and the best tomatoes I've ever tasted. That's what you get with heirloom seeds. You get that, and you get stuff that's not contaminated with GMO. And that's a concern, because even though our Supreme Court unanimously said that Monsanto can do anything they want to in our country, of course they're barred in other countries, even though they can do anything they want to in this country, one of the things that we've got to worry about, which is what we just saw with wheat, is contamination, cross-pollinization. These seeds are sealed in packets, and they are kept as heirloom seeds, so it's something you don't have to worry about. This is genetically clean food. So take a look at that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a ProPure Gravity Filter special, 15% off through Bilderberg. That's something that we've got a new technology filter that ProPure has come out with, a single filter that can remove hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is the most common way that our water supply is polluted with fluoride. They can get that out with that gravity feed filter. And unlike reverse osmosis or distillation, ProPure filters do not eliminate the beneficial minerals that are naturally found in water. So check out those two. You're going to get 15% off of ProPure filters through Bilderberg. So a special going on right there that'll help us to pay for the trip to Bilderberg. There's a lot of expenses involved in covering the news, and we don't get massive subsidies from the federal government like MSNBC and others do. Well, let's go to that report now from John Bound. It's how Bilderberg grew to prominence.
Welcome to Bilderberg Exposed, Evolution by Stealth.
Tonight we will examine the influence of the Council of Foreign Relations on the Bilderberg Group and document the objectives of the Masters of World Domination.
In order to fundamentally understand Bilderberg, we must look at the origin and influence of the CFR. The Council on Foreign Relations was founded after World War I, when Woodrow Wilson tasked his advisor Edward House to create a fellowship of 150 scholars to formulate a new foreign policy strategy. From the very beginning, the CFR was committed to a one-world government based on a centralized global financial system. A global Congress would need to be assembled, so by invitation only, leaders of the world in industry, politics, media, and royalty were brought in to discuss in extreme secrecy planning related to global domination by the selected elite. The objectives of the Bilderberg Group include one set of universal values, control of world public opinion by mind control, an end to the middle class, only rulers and servants, a zero-growth society, order out of chaos and perpetual wars, total control of education to program the public mind as a servant class, centralized control of all foreign and domestic policies, impose a UN tax on world citizens, expanding NAFTA and the World Trade Organization globally, and expansion of NATO as a world military. In the 1960s, the attendees included Prince Philip, Paul Henri Spaak, former Secretary General of NATO, former Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, former Secretary of the new Department of Economic Affairs, Eric Roll, former President Gerald Ford, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, former U.S. Secretary of State Christian Herter, and Special Assistant to the President Charles Douglas Jackson. The final names are especially important, as they boldly violated the Logan Act, a U.S. federal law that forbids unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments. Violation of the Logan Act is a felony, punishable under federal law with imprisonment of up to 3 years. For more information regarding Bilderberg, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and pick up Daniel Estulin's excellent work, The Octopus Deception. Please join us tomorrow when we examine how the Bilderberg Group manufactured the United States presidents in the 1970s and how these commanders-in-chief conspired with foreign entities illegally to forward the goals of a new world order as the elitist Bilderberg agenda evolves by stealth. This is John Bound with the InfoWars Nightly News.
A great report from John Bound. Now, we've got a background. Listen to how you just heard how John Bound described it. He talks about the Logan Act, talks about how that's illegal, talks about pandering of influence. Now, this is the way mainstream media, even in Britain, of course, they're covering it for the first time there. It's kind of hard for them to ignore it in London. It's having a pretty big impact there. So the Telegraph is covering it, but they're doing what we probably expect the BBC is going to do, and that is basically explain it away, move along, there's nothing to see here. Here's how they give the history of Bilderberg. They say Bilderberg was founded in 1954 to bring the leaders of Western Europe and the United States closer as the Soviet Union cemented its control of the Eastern Bloc. See, that was, it's all about defense. We've already heard other people say it was to bring us peace. Well, we've had nothing but 60 years of war since the end of World War II. We've had continuous warfare. It's been to nobody's benefit, except the military-industrial complex, which is very, very well represented at Bilderberg. If you look at it, most of the attendees fall into either banks, politicians, industrial-military complex, and big oil companies. That's what you see at Bilderberg by and large. And, of course, mainstream media owners, not reporters, are there. They continue on in the Telegraph. They say they first met at Bilderberg Hotel, that's where they get the name, near Arnhem, at the instigation of Joseph Rettinger, a Polish polio victim who had fought the Nazis during the war. Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands was the chair in that first meeting. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't mention the fact that Prince Bernhard didn't fight the Nazis. Prince Bernhard was a Nazi. He was also involved in Lockheed Martin scandals of the 1970s. Influence peddling. You wouldn't expect that that would happen when a lot of people get together in secret at Bilderberg with politicians. A lot of big, powerful, the most powerful companies in the world get together with the most powerful politicians in the world. You wouldn't expect there to be any corruption there, would you? Come on, really, seriously. In that first meeting, the participants included bankers, economists, and the future labor leader, Hugh Gaitskell. And they debated the communist threat and the prospect of European integration. They didn't just debate the prospect of European integration. They planned it. They coordinated it. They conspired. You know where that word comes from, conspire? It's interesting. It's breathe together. Breathe together. That's what these guys were doing. They were breathing together to create the euro and the European Union. How's that working out? What we see there is we see Goldman Sachs executives put in charge of companies, imposing spending limits on them, telling them how to run their country, whether you agree with it or not, telling them how to run their country and deposing democratically elected leaders. Now, it goes on, and I want to read this here, but while this is the Telegraph, while they rankle at the conspiracy theorists, former leaders of the Bilderberg conferences say they were the most important events they ever went to. Okay, so how can you say, move along, there's nothing to see here, we're just getting together, and yet you say they are the most important events we ever went to, and yet we're not allowed to see any minutes or any notes. We're not even allowed to know who goes there, because although they have now in the last couple of years released an official attendee list, and this year, for the first time, I believe, they listed an agenda. We don't know if that's the agenda that they're talking about. And we don't know if there are other people at that meeting. That was what Alex was talking about. That's why they're. Why do you think they're blacking out the cars? I mean, if they've told us that Henry Kissinger is going to be there, does Henry Kissinger really need to come into a black limo? Only if they're sneaking people in the back door. And we've been told in the past that we had presidential candidates that were brought in the back. They were being groomed for leadership positions. And they finish up and they say this. It is, above all, a club for life's winners. For life's winners. George Osborne, Ed Balls, and Ken Clark, the cabinet minister, who also serves on the group's steering committee, will arrive this afternoon. Well, life's winners. George Osborne and Ed Balls are the chancellor of the exchequer and the shadow chancellor of the exchequer. This would be like the Treasury Department showing up and the opposition parties, Chancellor, Treasury Department. This is all in the midst of a major scandal that's going on. We had in the last week, just at the end of last week, we had three members of the House of Lords have to step down because of a sting that was done by a newspaper there, showing them agreeing to take bribes to peddle influence. We have a fourth person who, just prior to that, was also involved in a journalism sting. So UK is in the midst of a massive corruption of influence scandal, and yet the Telegraph says this is just for life's winners. This is a club for life's winners. Don't worry about this. They're just having a good time. They're just playing golf. Maybe if we could get in there, we would really see that you got Henry Kissinger dancing disco with David Petraeus. Maybe. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure it's nothing that we need to worry about. It's just one of the most important meetings that these world leaders say they've ever attended. But at the same time, we shouldn't really be bothering them because, after all, they're entitled to their privacy, even though you and I aren't, even though they want to know every detail and facet of our life. measure us, track us, spy on us, record us. We're not even allowed to know who's in that building. Well, in other news, Lindsey Graham isn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protection or not. I'm not sure if Lindsey Graham deserves to be a senator or not. I think what we ought to do is, I think the alternative media, I think bloggers need to get busy and make Lindsey Graham their pet project. I think they need to make sure that this guy does not get back to the Senate. He's coming up for a re-election this next time. And if there's any senator who has been on the wrong side of every issue, it's Lindsey Graham. Always on the side of war. Always on the side of spying on citizens. Always on the side of taking people's constitutionally guaranteed rights. And you know, those rights aren't our rights just because the Constitution says them. Says that they are. There are rights because we're human beings. Those rights come to us from God as human beings. They're basic fundamental rights that all human beings, whether they're American citizens or not, enjoy. That's why when you allow the government to trample the rights of foreigners in other countries, it's just a matter of time before they trample your rights in this country. Because if they can disrespect other people, have no respect for people as human beings in other countries, they're not going to have any respect for you as a human being in this country either. And we're seeing that happening now in spades. We need to make sure that people like Lindsey Graham don't return. We need to get more senators like Ted Cruz, like Rand Paul, and then and only then are we going to be able to do some things like shut down this Utah data center and send some people to jail. It's about time. Hang on, we'll be right back after the break. Alex Jones is going to be joining us very quickly. Stay tuned.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight standing in for Alex. And if you're watching the broadcast there, you see we've got some live Ustream that is coming in right now from Bilderberg. Alex is there with other staff and crew, and they'll be joining us shortly. We'll have some live update reports from that. We were talking just before the break about Lindsey Graham. And I wanted to say that it's not just let's talk about what he says about bloggers and whether or not they deserve First Amendment protection. He said, who is a journalist is the question that we need to ask ourselves. This is Lindsey Graham. He says, is any blogger out there saying anything? Are they saying anything? Do they deserve First Amendment protection? These are the issues of our times. Yeah, they are the issues of our times. They're the issue of our fundamental rights as guaranteed in the Constitution. The same Constitution Lindsey Graham swore to uphold and defend that he now tries to destroy at every turn. And, of course, in this picture from the National Journal, guess who is right there by his side, blurred out in the background? It's John McCain. Yep, John McCain, the other person who is always on the side of war and espionage against Americans. And let's understand, too, that there is a war going on against Americans. The war of war of terror is a war of terror on American citizens, just like the war on drugs is actually a war of drugs conducted on American citizens, imprisoning us at a rate that is higher than any other country. We have more prisoners, people in prison from the war on drugs, primarily, than even China does. And China has a far larger population and has authoritarian communist leaders. But we have a war of drugs, because it's not just throwing people in jail at an alarming rate. It's also the fact that we went into Afghanistan, and the Taliban had reduced the drug production there for poppy-based drugs like heroin and cocaine. They had reduced that to 10% of the world supply. It had been one of the leading areas of the supply of drugs, and that's one of the reasons we had to get the Taliban out of there, because we needed to get that drug flow going again. That's one of the major ways the CIA funds itself, is with illegal drugs. So we had Petraeus go in there, and they, after American presence there, after we threw the Taliban out, we went from 10% to 90% of the world supply coming from Afghanistan. It looks like we've got some more footage there that's streaming live. Do we have Alex and crew there coming in live, guys? Okay, we don't have any audio yet, but it looks like they're panning around there. We can see there's a lot of people starting together. This is actually the first day of Bilderberg. They have been doing preparations up to this point. They blocked off the hotel from Tuesday on just so they could, I guess, get the place disinfected. You know, I can imagine going around these little things they put on the toilet seat lids for Henry Kissinger and company so that they know that they've disinfected the whole place from all those rabble that would normally go in there and spend several thousand dollars a night to stay in that hotel. They're going to get the place cleaned up and debugged in every sense of the word. So we're going to be joining them before too much longer. But again, we were talking about Lindsey Graham and deciding who and who is not a journalist. Now, understand that the First Amendment does specifically mention the press, but it is not just the press that has free speech. Every American has free speech, and every American has freedom of religion. It's not just churches or church leaders who have freedom of religion. It's every single person. And I misplaced the article here somewhere, but there is a just breaking in the last couple of days, there was a fellow who was a valedictorian, and he was prohibited from making any statements about his Christian belief, and they stopped the prayer. When he got up to make his speech, he tore up his approved speech and said what he wanted to. That's what we all have to do. That's the spirit that we need from bloggers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Alex from Bilderberg in London right after the break.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.